Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We want to welcome a new member of the broadcast team here, KDK Radio, Dr. Christian Conti. Monday night debuted his emotional management show, and he joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good to have you on the team.
Thank you. I really like being introduced like that. That feels good.
Now, is it required that when you listen to your show, you have to be laying on a couch?
No, but it is. It probably could help. We are talking about all things emotional. I mean, anything, you know, really any kind of struggle that people experience is an opportunity. And I love what KDK is doing. We have an opportunity for people to call in and say, hey, can you help me out with this problem I'm going through?
And you have been on many platforms and venues, but I think you will find that the ability for you to connect one-on-one with our listeners on the phone could prove, and I know that Monday night was a great start.
It was a fun start. It really was. And I got to have a couple callers that really, it was beautiful. It was a great experience, and I'm excited to keep doing it. I want to reach as many people as possible. And look, I think it takes courage to call in and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. Can I get some help? But I think callers are going to find that they're able to have some practical solutions, takeaways, things that they can do. I'm just beyond excited about it.
Doc, let's talk about the deaths of Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade last week and just everything that has come bubbling to the surface about the numbers of suicides, the growing numbers. Is there a common thread that's going on in our society right now that is causing this?
I think that in many ways we're super connected because we can reach out through social media. We can connect with, hundreds of quote-unquote friends on social media. But within that connection, we're also very isolated. And when people are isolated and they spend time alone and they struggle and they don't feel comfortable reaching out, then they can really have some of these thoughts, these dark thoughts swell up. So the message that I know you guys are getting out and I'm trying to get out is to reach out to people when people are struggling. You know, and again, that's another reason why a show like Emotional Management, we can talk about not only if you're going through that kind of stuff, but if you're concerned about a loved one who might be struggling, what do we look for? How do we really connect with others?
I think the shocking part is the fact that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, when they announced last week that those suicide rates were increased 25% across the country in less than two decades, you really have to wonder why and what it is, even though, and you mentioned social media, you have the ability to reach out and be friends with so many other people and keep a connection. What do you speculate is going on here?
Well, no, but that's a good point. Even though we have the ability to connect, social media, we usually have a persona or a mask that we front. So we want to look a certain way to everyone rather than really be genuine about what's going on inside of us. And unfortunately, what I have seen the most, when people, the rawness in people usually comes out when they feel anonymous, and then that's usually where they just kind of spew out hatred and anger on comment sections and things like that. But to really tap into that raw vulnerability, I don't think that we really have that social outlet yet, or at least people aren't taking advantage of it in that way.
All right, so Doc, you have somebody you're worried about. How do you even start that conversation? I mean, you just can't blurt out, hey, I think you need help. I mean, how do you start the conversation where it's a non-threatening conversation and leads to the good end result?
So we have a typical statement of saying, hey, how are you? And we tend to say, how are you? And then we gloss it over. But it's one real simple thing to do is say, hey, how are you? And then when they say, oh, I'm fine, say, no, I mean, really, how are you? I've just been noticing you seem like you have a lot going on recently. And just that statement, I've been noticing you look like you have a lot going on recently, and people will be able to then fill in, oh my goodness, maybe this is a little bit more visible than what I thought I was hiding, because there's so much going on that's unseen. So by saying something to the effect of, it looks like you got a lot going on, I really care about you, I want you to know I'm here for you, if you ever want to talk about anything. And then I hear, John, I think this is the most important part. When someone finally does open up, instead of rushing to find a solution, just validate them. Validate where they are with that pain. Because all too often when we rush to find a solution, people shut down because they're not ready for that solution. So validate. Seek to validate first.
And part of what you do, for those that don't know, Doc, is visit prisons and deal with anger management. And you have another visit coming up.
I do. I'm going to Pine Grove, which is in Indiana, PA, on Monday. And what I do is I go in there and I work with inmates, I work with staff, but on Pine Grove, I'm going to go talk to a whole bunch of group of different inmates and try to really help them really get insight into what they can do differently and what path they can take differently so that when they get on the outside of prison, they can make those profound changes they need to make.
And make sure you listen to KDK Radio Monday night starting at 8. Dr. Christian Conti on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline this morning. Doc, again, good to have you on the team, and thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Break a lip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.